This is Grumpy SEO Guy, episode 110, How to Track Your Progress in SEO. You're listening to Grumpy SEO Guy, the SEO podcast that doesn't waste your time with nonsense that doesn't work. I'm the Grumpy SEO Guy, and I'm sharing with you the strategies that have helped me successfully run my SEO agency for the last 14 years. In this podcast, I'll be sharing my knowledge and experience, discussing tips and strategies, and trying to help you cut through the confusion that permeates this industry. If you listen to this podcast, you will know more about SEO than 99% of people on the planet. Ready? Let's get started. I'm the Grumpy SEO Guy. Let me tell you why I'm grumpy today. I'm grumpy today because people are confused about how to track their progress in SEO. So today, that's what we're going to talk about. But before we do that, I have a few reminders and an announcement. So the reminders, new episodes come out on Wednesday, 9 a.m. Central Standard Time. That's for the podcast. If you're listening to this on YouTube, it's going to be a little bit after that. If you leave a comment on YouTube, I try to reply on Wednesday, but sometimes it's not until Thursday. If you like the podcast enough to leave a comment, please subscribe. It tells me who subscribes, and a lot of people ask questions and have discussions, but they don't subscribe. Please subscribe. I'm trying to get 3,000 subscribers, and I'm very close, so please subscribe. Okay, if you want to help support the podcast and help keep it free, you can do so on Patreon at patreon.com/grumpyseoguy. So, I have an announcement. Here's the announcement. As you know, we have the Grumpy SEO Guy subreddit, okay, where we talk about the podcast and we talk about SEO. However, due to some security concerns on Reddit that were pointed out to me by some listeners and that we found ourselves, we are going to be making a private Grumpy SEO Guy community. So I have a question for you. Would you rather have the private Grumpy SEO Guy community be on Discord or on a forum? I've been on the internet for quite some time. I like forums, but people are telling me that it should be on Discord. So leave a comment and tell me if you want it on Discord or on a forum, or you can email me at hello@grumpyseoguy.com and tell me if you would rather have it be on a forum or on Discord, okay? We want to do what is easiest for you. The private Grumpy SEO Guy community is going to discuss all things related to SEO. It's going to be very cool. So let me know which you want. Now, let's get on to the topic. But before we do that, my lawyer tells me that I have to say this right now. A quick disclaimer before we get started, everything I say here is based on my experience and opinion from 14 years in the industry. I don't officially know how Google or any other search engines work. Everything I say here is hypothetical and based on my experience. This podcast does not constitute advice or services. What worked for me may or may not work for you. Okay, back to the show. Tracking your progress in SEO. So, before we do, let me ask you a question. And don't worry, I'm going to give you the answer, but I'm going to ask you this question. What is the purpose of SEO? What is the purpose of SEO? Why are you even doing SEO in the first place? Okay. I'm going to answer that question, but first I'm going to ask you another question. What is the purpose of powerlifting? What is the purpose of powerlifting? The purpose of powerlifting is to lift as much weight as possible, okay? How do you track your progress in powerlifting? You track your progress in powerlifting by noting all of your workouts and the weight that you used and so on. And if your weights are improving, it means you are making progress, okay? Let me ask you another question. What is the purpose of running? Maybe you're in a race, okay? Maybe to win the race, you have to get the best time, okay? How do you know if you're improving? You know if you're improving from recording your times and seeing if they are decreasing, okay? If your times are improving, it means you are making progress. So, what is the purpose of SEO? The purpose of SEO is to get to the top of the search engines, okay? The purpose of SEO is to get to the top of the search engines, okay? How do you track your progress in SEO? You track your progress in SEO by using a SERP tracking tool, okay? A SERP tracking tool produces a SERP chart. Now, you should know this word, SERP, S-E-R-P, Search Engine Results Pages. It just means what rank are you? What position are you in for your keywords, okay? What rank are you? That's all it means. So a SERP tracking tool makes a SERP chart. A SERP chart is a chart that shows you what position you're in and what position you used to be in, okay? It's kind of like a stock chart, okay? A stock chart shows you the price of a stock, and it also shows you the previous prices of that stock. So you can look at a stock chart and see, is the price going up or down, okay? A SERP chart is the same thing. You can look at a SERP chart and see, is my position going up or down, okay? So I'm going to tell you which SERP tracking tool we use, and I'm going to tell you something else that you can do with a SERP chart, and I'm going to tell you three things that you need to watch out for, because not every SERP tracking tool is useful, okay? So the SERP tracking tool that we use is called SERPFox. SERP, S-E-R-P, Fox, F-O-X, SERPFox.com. We've been using them for a long time. I don't get paid to promote SERPFox, but we've been using them for a long time and they are very good. So you should look into them if you need a SERP tracking tool. Let me tell you how it worked when we didn't have a SERP tracking tool. Okay, so what we would do is we would have to search for the keyword in the search engine, scroll until we find what page it's on, take a screenshot of that, do the SEO, search for it again, hopefully it's on a better page, take a screenshot of that, and then send those to the client. Hey, you were here when we started, but now you're here on this other page, okay? That was a time-consuming process. But a SERP tracking tool and a SERP chart takes all that away. It just literally shows you, here's where you were, here's where you are now, and you can see progress immediately. It's excellent. So you should be using a SERP tracking tool. Here's the reason we use SERPFox, okay? When we first learned about SERP tracking tools, there were only three, okay? There were two other ones, and then there was SERPFox. Okay, one of them gave bad positions. Okay, so it would make a SERP chart, but the SERP chart was incorrect, and it didn't actually show you where you were. So we didn't want to use that one. The other one cost a lot of money, so we didn't want to use that one. So we used SERPFox. There are many SERP tracking tools. You can use whatever one you want, okay? Now, let me tell you something else you can do with a SERP tracking tool. Obviously, you can see your position. Is it going up or down? Okay. But, and we've talked about this on another episode, so I'm not going to spend a lot of time talking about it now. Still, you can sometimes tell if you have a penalty from a SERP chart, okay? Because, as I have mentioned, there is a specific pattern that appears on a SERP chart when you get a penalty. And so if you see that, you know that you have a penalty, and you've listened to the Grumpy SEO Guy episode that talks about the different kinds of penalties and what they are and how to find them and how to fix them. So you know how to go about fixing the problem. We're not going to talk about that too much here because there are other episodes that cover that. But that is another thing that you can do when you have a SERP chart. So now I'm going to tell you what a good SERP chart does, okay? There's three things that you need to watch for, okay? I'm very serious about this. Do not use a SERP tracking tool that does not do these three things, okay? One, you need daily ranking, okay? You need daily ranking. And I say this because some SERP tracking tools give monthly ranking or weekly ranking, but you need daily ranking, okay? Monthly and weekly are not what you want. You need daily ranking, okay? Monthly and weekly are not going to give you any useful information. You need daily ranking. Two, you need to be able to use your keywords. You need to be able to put your keywords into the SERP tracking tool and see SERP charts for those keywords. I say this because some SERP charts will say, these are the keywords that you rank for. And then they give you a list of keywords and a list of charts. And that's fine. But you need your keywords. So if you want to rank for a certain keyword and it's not in there, well, that's not going to help you, is it? So you need a tool where you can enter your keywords into the SERP tracking tool and see SERP charts for your website for those keywords, okay? Three, you need charts for each individual keyword, okay? So you should log into the SERP tracking tool. It should have a list of your keywords. You should click on the keyword and it should show you a chart for that individual keyword, okay? I say this because some SERP tracking tools will tell you your average position. So for example, if you have two keywords and one of them is in position one and one of them is in position 27, okay? it's going to tell you that your average position is 14. That's not what you want. You don't care about your average position. That means nothing, because one of your keywords would be in position 1 and one of your keywords would be in position 27. That doesn't help you, okay? That doesn't provide any value to you. So you need individual charts for each keyword. Okay. I hope this was a good episode, and I hope that you were able to learn a lot from everything provided. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to subscribe. And if you enjoy this podcast, please leave a review. It would really help the show out. I hope this episode was helpful. If you have any questions or want to suggest a subject for a future episode, you can contact me on Reddit. My username is Grumpy SEO Guy. You can visit the Grumpy SEO Guy subreddit, or you can email me at hello@grumpyseoguy.com. If you email me, please either whitelist my email address or check your junk folders, because I've been told that my replies are going into the junk folder, and it's probably because we're talking about things like SEO and backlinks, and I think those words will classify an email as spam. And if you want to support the podcast, because it's the best source of SEO information on the planet and it's free, you can do so at patreon.com/grumpyseoguy. And I will talk to you later. You're listening to Grumpy SEO Guy, the SEO podcast that doesn't waste your time with nonsense that doesn't work. Join us next Wednesday for another episode.